better days are coming. Come on. Clap your hands. Better days are coming.
if I can just shout. Lord, please have mercy on me.
Civilian affairs got an image to maintain, public upper hand. But behind them closed doors, you're on the last leg. The fast lane's a fast pace for the fast age. It's easy not to get
more than
greetings, everyone. Greetings. I'm Darnell.
Hi, Angela.
And welcome to Garrison House. Yes, we are in our new studio. We sort of teased it yesterday.
Yes.
And we're in here today having a great time, trying some new things. You notice just trying to polish up our whole image. So I'm happy with our digs.
Yep, and we still have a few more things we need to do. I think we're going to have a grand opening, I guess you should say.
Yeah, you're getting that feedback again, aren't we?
Not necessarily. It's just kind of weird that hearing myself.
Just talk through it. Just talk through it. It's all good.
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm fine. Yeah, so we are here, and we'll have a grand opening. We're going to do some more polishing here, so probably be in, I guess, late May or some soon, depending how fast the contractor get everything done, that needs to be done.
Right, so but we were so ready to be up here, so...
We couldn't wait.
Yeah.
We couldn't wait. Couldn't wait.
It was... I like it.
Yeah, it was too, like I said in our little teaser yesterday, it was just too cramped. Mm-hmm. It was, I guess we can put our topic up. It was just too cramped. And we needed some more space. It's just, I mean.
I don't know if it's necessarily space, as there's still a little bit more fashionable or nicely looking designs, or just a little bit more modern than just throw a camera on sitting in our office.
Yeah, literally.
So we just wanted to be a little bit more up.
A little more also looks more visually appealing. What I could do real quick, for those who don't know, let's do a quick camera move.
Okay.
We can do this. This is whenever I do my podcast. This is when she does hers. And if you go to GarrisonHousePodcast.com,
yes,
of course, you can see all her links. I counted it. I only have one.
Yes, I have my hands on mini pots.
Yeah, and we didn't even put that one on there yet. What a crock is not even on there.
So. Yes, that's on Facebook. I mean... Yes, I have. So if you go to Garrison House Podcast, there's two on my YouTube channels. That's Angie's Drama Room, where I do reviews on Asian dramas or all dramas, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, or any drama that I watched. And Inside the Pink Box, whereas that's I do... inspirational teachings towards mostly women, but anybody can watch if they find themselves find it helpful. I haven't did too much Inside the Painting Box, but I just posted something on there. So if you go over to YouTube and just type in or at Inside the Painting Box, you'll find me.
Or just go to GarrisonHousePodcast.com. Yes. And just click on the link.
That's
just go,
right.
Go to
that's
our website. Right. Oh, yeah, we didn't announce that. Yes, we now have a website.
Yes, GarrisonHousePodcast.com. And you just click on the link.
And we're literally watching it on all our feeds and also on our website. So this is actually a return from our website.
Right.
You so can watch it's, live there. It's right there, which is good. We discussed this in our other in the other podcast that I'm part of, the importance of having your own private way of people to watch, just in case you have a copyright strike or something like that, and they want to turn around and pull you off, pull your content down. So it's always a good idea to have some other way to go. And then people don't have to worry about that. And also we have a little tip jar there too. So that's there.
Your support so, is really appreciated.
Yes, we do appreciate
it. Reminds
that.
Me of that Singram, wasn't it the little two old men and used to say, your support is greatly appreciated or something. I was just talking about old commercials that we should be talking about, like old time commercials.
I think we're going to do an episode. We're going to have to pull some of those together.
Right.
We're going to have some fun. We are going to pull
some of those clips together. Maybe the next one. Have some fun with old time commercials.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, we are moving to our topic. So. Moving right along.
Transitions.
Right into the eclipse and the Detroit sign. So what I want to do is I actually prepared, I prepared something for that. I'm trying to get it. There we go. I prepared an actual roll-in of the eclipse. And we'll just go ahead and let you take a look at that. And we'll probably have a little discussion because I think she saw the one part. So we'll be right back. After this. Well, as you can see, I had a chance to get out there for Eclipse 2024. Happened on the good day of Monday, April 8th, and I happened to head out to Brownstown to experience it, and it was a great sight. Had a chance to shuffle through traffic a little bit, and once I got through all the traffic, and I found some good places, but as the eclipse was going on, as you can see in the roll-in up there, that was near the end of the eclipse, and it was getting dark. The streetlights came on. The crickets were making noises. The frogs were doing things. It was an experience. At around 3 o'clock, I believe, in the afternoon. Actually, around 3:52 in the afternoon. It was kind of dark. It was interesting. It was an experience that I will not forget. I know I captured one in 2017. However, it wasn't at this level of totality, which where I was at was about 98%. In the image, I was facing east, and it was dark on the east side. And then I decided to go on ahead here and take a look at the camera and, you know, have a little bit of fun with this here solar eclipse. The next one is 2044. It's 20 years from now. So, you know, you can catch eclipses sooner than that. It's just a matter of tracking them, knowing where they're going to be in the world. You may end up somewhere in Europe. So there's eclipse that happens, you know, every so often. You just have to know when and where they're going to be. However, the last one in this region was 2000 in the United States on this side of the world, again, was in 2017. And that was an experience. However, it was not this kind of experience that I had. It's something that you should experience, get a chance to. One of the things I regret not doing is looking at the ground, because they say the leaves make this kind of wavy kind of effect when you're looking at it as the sun is going through it. And I did not look down because I was too busy looking at the camera, looking at the sky, looking at the sky through the camera. I have made purchases to get my glasses. However, I lost them, so I had to depend on the camera. However, it was a good experience. Everyone should get a chance to experience this in their life at least once. All right, everyone, that's my little report. Back to us in the studio. I still do not know where those glasses went.
Well, they'll show up sometime. I remember seeing them. And I would say I do have a tendency of throwing things away, but I don't think I threw those away. I hope not. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, I was looking for them. I said, where's the glasses? I know I had bought the glasses and a little filter to go on my camera, on my iPhone. So when my iPhone would shoot the sun, it would literally blow it out. So when I shot my Canon, my 60D, old camera, but it's old faithful, I was able to actually capture the whole movement, bring everything down. And the lens was great. It was fun to capture that. But I think you said you saw the waving leaves on the ground.
Well, it wasn't the waving leaves. So I was home and I just happened to go outside. I think I was just going to walk. I was going about to walk, but people were outside. I'm like, why are we everybody outside? Oh, that's right. So it was actually pretty neat just to watch the darkness over the light. And the tree branches, I was like, at first I was thinking, did it rain? And then it looked like a rain pattern. So how you, like a, that was drying up. And I'm like, wait a minute, no, those are the branches of shadow. But it was weird how it was shadow. The shadow was hitting on the cement, made it look like it was some type of rain pattern or something like that. So it was actually pretty neat to see that. And I, you know, it was kind of interesting. Everybody was outside looking. I told him, I remember this happening sometime before. He said 2017, but I remember him being really young. And I remember going dark and light because it reminded me of a movie that came out. And they were talking about she went back in time and she knew at that point of time that it was supposed to go dark all of a sudden. But anyway. But I thought
yeah.
that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was like I said, like we said, it was an experience. I actually enjoyed it, putting that little package together. So we're like I said, hey, we can't do it the old ways. We're in a new location, so we had to even upgrade how we do the production. And so the next thing, the eclipse, hey, that was fun. I think that same week, this infamous picture came out. That's people were saying that's what we ordered. We ordered that sign for the city of Detroit. So, as many may or may not know, the NFL draft is coming to Detroit, and so they wanted to put up some signs to show the draft is coming, it's here. And so, this happens to be one of the signs that they put up. And I'm going to show you that right now here. One second. I got some, hopefully we're not stuttering on the air. We have some little yellow internet lights here, but we'll keep rolling through that. So we're going to show you the picture that everybody was talking about. Now, Montez Miller, she took these photos and you've seen them pretty much everywhere. There we go. That's the one that she took. And people were complaining about it, said, well, that's not what we ordered. We ordered the other one. So people were complaining. And I mean, so we happened to drive by it and we saw it. And we didn't see it when it was lit like this. Again, Montez Miller is the photographer of this image. Got to give that credit. And
I think that was pretty. I always said, well, it's fine as long as they put a little bit more shrubbery in it. I mean, look here, like, look, y'all gotta put everything up because we're gonna dog it no matter what you're gonna say, because you just can't throw it up and come back 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, and then start throwing the shrubbery in and lit it up. Because I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks later. No, you're gonna have to make sure everything is done within that week, because we once it's done, we're going to go up there and start shooting pictures and taking it, and we're going to complain.
Yeah,
so
they
you're
going
to have to make sure you do everything in one control. So now that they got the shrubbery, and I just think it's kind of weird, got the houses in the back, though, but anyway, that's just me.
No, the houses look nice.
I think it does, but if I lived there, and, you know, people, they probably had got a lot of traffic coming through their house. Look, they should have started selling lemonade on something like that. Because well, I'm quite sure there was a lot of traffic on that block.
They're going to just throw a wall up. Knowing the way they do the highways nowadays, the people are going to say, hey, it's too much distraction. They're going to throw a wall up all the way across.
Right.
And it won't be a distraction. However, I didn't think it was once I saw it in person, mm-hmm. I said, hey, this is actually a pretty decent sign. So I sort of got off my anger, well, not anger, my comedic viewpoint of the mm-hmm. sign. So I didn't see a real big problem with it. I just think we were sold a bigger font, wider font graphic, and we got that. So issue people have.
I don't know. I mean, was it something people were just imagining in their own minds that there was, and they were just going with that image? Or did we actually see what was supposed to be?
I don't know.
I think we just kind of saw what we were supposed to be in. Like in our minds, they were saying the Hollywood sign.
Right.
So I think everybody had that image of the Hollywood sign. So somebody may have developed something in that nature, thinking that's what it was supposed to have been like. But instead, that wasn't, we got actual, just that.
Got that.
Which is fine.
Well, here's what's so funny. A fun fact about the Hollywood sign. There's actually a word missing after it. Most people may or may not know this. Originally, it was Hollywood Land. That was what the sign used to say. They just dropped the land off and just put straight Hollywood. So it's, you knew that?
Yes, I knew.
Oh, she knew that.
Because when you were talking about it, it's supposed to be Hollywood Land.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think...
Well, maybe that's the reason why the movie is called La La Land.
I don't know. I don't know why.
I never saw it, though, but okay.
Yeah, you got... I mean, just like you have Hollywood, Bollywood.
Somebody's who...
everybody's got a... Oh. We're not going there. We'll save that for this next topic.
Okay, baby.
We're going to save it for the next topic, maybe. We're going right on into that. Men's health. This is a little short thing. I've been doing a little bit of homework. And one of the things I've been practicing in my health as a man, some of the things a lot of men do not do is go to the doctor regularly. I have a brother who I said, well, when was the last time you've been to the doctor? He said, I don't know. I'm like, okay.
Well, let me tell you something before, I know we're talking about men's health and this is in health in general. If you're sick, all of a sudden you get sick, you go to the hospital and then next thing you know, okay, you're saying my loved one went to this hospital and they passed away. Well, if they never saw a doctor in the day in their life, and then they never even knew, some people do not like going to doctors, hospitals, or for whatever reason, they just going to live with it. And they go to the hospital, and next thing you know, they may have passed away. You really can't blame the doctors there because they don't have no history of nothing, of what could have happened with your loved one. So just keep that in mind. Because if you didn't know that he had heart conditions, or if you didn't know he mm-hmm. had diabetes or any other illnesses, and he never went to a doctor or nothing like that in the past 20 years or so, then how would the hospital know anything about them too? So just keep that in mind.
Yes, just please keep that in mind, because a lot of people don't know that going to the doctor is very important. Now, for me, my next exam, I said, make that my annual. Now, if you follow the podcast long enough or go through some older ones, there's a reason I tell the doctor to do that because I believe the coding is different. So I'm not getting the whole billing is different from my understanding. She knows it's the benefits.
You're right. Your annual checkup. So usually if they code it right, insurances waive the copays for any annual checkups or your annual office visit. So your checkup is 1 year. So he mentioned that you should do it on your birthday.
Right.
Which makes sense because at least you'll know during that time, or whether it's on your birthday before that, but you knew that was when next, that's when your next annual visit would be. So that's
right.
Actually, that was kind of a
Every time right before my birthday, I schedule my annual, and then I just make sure everything is in order. And the thing is, man, go get your, after, now let me be honest, after a certain age, there's two things you have to get. You have to get your colonoscopy and your PSA levels. Those are the top two important things. Now, I took the home test one, and it was kind of, didn't come out right. So the doctor had to put me under. Everything was good. I don't have to worry about it for, I think, 5 to 10 years or something.
I think it's 10. No.
It's longer
than the one you take at home.
Right.
So I think the one you take at home is either 3 to 5.
Right.
And then, but then if you got the actual colonoscopy done through the gastro doctor, gastroenterologist, I think that one takes, I think it's about either 20 years or something like that.
You, I think he says it's some weird number. I think it was 10 or 15. Yeah. We'll have to look that up.
I think colonoscopies, I think they require you, anybody over 50.
Yes.
And then PSA is usually anybody over 40. But if you are on testosterone replacement therapy, that I know that's 40. But whatever, so go follow what your doctor tells you.
Yes, get a good primary care physician.
Right,
that's what you need. Don't say, "Well, I don't have a PCP," as they call it. You need to have a good primary care physician. We're not able to recommend anybody. However, find one that works with you. Now, sometimes you have the doctor, you feel like they're not listening because you hear, so the medical world has sort of changed over the years.
It has.
So for the most part, one of the things I've learned in my, some practices I've been trying to institute, which was the sleep. I try to get at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep a day. Does it always happen? No. I usually get up at 3 a.m. and I'm wide awake. If I'm having a stressful moment, I do get some stressful moments. I'll go to sleep for 10 seconds or feels like 10 seconds and I'm up for like 3-4 hours. That happened a couple times last week. So I had to figure out what could be the cause. So eventually I got myself back in line for, I think yesterday was the first time in a week. So, but one of the main things about sleep that you need I'm going to have to go there. Sleep for men, it's good for your libido. I just read this and I'm like, yeah, I guess there's some facts there. So they said it's really, I saw that. It's good for your libido. It will help you in many areas. And I believe that was one of the key factors that helped us out 22 years ago.
Oh, you mean my daughter?
Yes. So that was one. And also getting rid of briefs and going to boxers, but that's a whole different topic.
He's talking about I was having trouble with infertility and those little myths or things they say that you should do in order to increase fertility or something. But low testosterone does cause a lot of issues with men's health. I mean, that is technically almost like the number one thing concerning men is low testosterone.
Yes.
It causes hypogonadism, low testosterone, low libido. It causes ED. It causes a lot of things. And if you're dragging always or something, also the outer appearance of low testosterone is when men have, you know how they were saying how men have the
boobs. We call them boobs.
Or men's, a little bit more instead of a, could be considered as hypogonadism. So things of that nature, certain other things that is outer appearance, but I'm not going to go into that. But however, there's a lot of those things that can cause, that's the reason why your it could be a problem with low testosterone. And that is called hypogonadism. If you ever heard of that, that's what low testosterone is. outer appearance, basically sagging boobs. Men has those things. And sometimes even overweight. Yes. So, and also too much testosterone, which is a steroid. Now, testosterone is a steroid. So, if you ever saw men and they were talking about the steroids and stuff, testosterone is a steroid, which is a replacement therapy. So, that does cause buffiness if you do too much, which also can cause low ED, or you know what I'm saying? Because that could cause that's the reason why, I mean, they were saying men are on too much steroids, they have their you know, stuff is not functioning properly.
Right. Now, one comment that just came in is from Dr. Gregory Gunn, and he said one thing you gotta do is cut back on soy.
Yes.
Soy is men's enemy. That's our, for it men, it's our number one.
A little bit more
enemy.
Estrogen in your body.
Yes. So that's why you hear the term, I hate to say the term, but it's called soy boy. That's a derogatory term. I really don't care much. It just means they have too much estrogen.
Well, and that is as common. Sometimes men will have too much estrogen, which may also cause hypogonadism, and women can have too much testosterone. Yes. And so they have to get into replacement. Well, for women, mostly doctors do is put them on birth control in order to lower their testosterone level. That's the reason why when you're reading things and they're saying there was a woman athlete and they saying that her natural body hormone, but she had so much high testosterone that it almost appeared to, she was almost masculine. Yes. In a way. So, and they were trying to get her to lower her testosterone, but you know, it's athletes, you know, it is what it was. But so that does happen. So it's two both ways. One, sometimes women have too much testosterone, sometimes men have too much estrogen.
Yes.
And soy and does cause that. But if you had to be drinking a whole bunch of soy.
Well, we're going to go deeper into this. I'm thinking about bringing someone in where we do like another roll in. And we'll talk about it, or maybe live, but we'll go a little bit more, like a little few segments on that. Dr. Gunn says you own it. All right. Dr. Gunn, by the way, is one of the shows that I produce. So I didn't hear what she said.
Somewhat a professional.
Yeah,
I'm not a doctor. I just know being part of the medical field for a long period of time, I read a lot of things, and that's pretty much.
She's a pharmacy technician, and she does a lot of this.
I do read a lot of medical
and she does
stuff.
She's a PBM, so she does a lot of reading. So she knows this very well, but we're going to dig deeper into that in future episodes. And like I said, we're trying to run our clock today, folks. We're trying to keep within an hour. So our next topic up is giving affirmations in the church. Does that give false hope?
But also, before we go, if you guys have any comments, just drop us comments. If you want us to, you know, if you had anything to, you know, what we were talking about during this time, drop us a comment. We'll, you know, we, as you said, we got all our devices on, so we will definitely read it. So I was on social and they were talking about a high profile pastor. I call them high profile pastors. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. But that's what I call them. That is very well known. Okay. And he was reading from Deuteronomy 28 and 12. And it kind of, you know, the word of God is the word of God. So you can live, you can work by the word of God. And but within the scripture is, it was talking about the blessings, or according to Deuteronomy 28 was talking one, it was talking about the blessings of obedience. If you're obedient, these are the blessings that follow. I was trying to think about it. I haven't really heard much of my own pastor going through the scripture. And this is pretty much what most what do you call those? Prosperity messages come in. They usually use this scriptures. So, and one of the context he was reading from was 28, Deuteronomy 28 and 12. And it kind of, if you think about it, it said, you should lend to the nations. Now I said, it's in the Bible. Now, the word of God is the word of God. But the way the person was saying was that's kind of the under the old covenant. And you think about it, if you're thinking about lending to nations, I mean, it did kind of make sense where how are we supposed to be lending to nations? So where the affirmation comes in is like he was like, OK, repeat after me. And when you're repeating that too, you know, in your mind it's like, am I really going to have to, you know, even if you even repeat that, you ain't going to do it, you know,
right. Well,
you're just waiting for the blessing to come. So you're talking about, lend to the nations, I ain't going to lend to no nation, you know, because you may not do that. You're just trying to, you know, say this, you're saying something, hopefully to get that blessing in return.
Well, you know what? I like, you know, when we bring up Bible, I like to pull it up. And I picked a New Living Translation for this. And in Deuteronomy 28 and 12, the Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, people, but you will never need to borrow from them. So basically, from my loose translation, lending to, that's the NLT version.
So you're saying lend to many nations. What did you say about people?
I said nations, it refers to people. That's what nations, we hear the term nations biblically a lot of times. Nations refers to people. You know, like this, I've been in ministry and church all my life, so I better know a little something about some of these translation errors. A lot of people, when they do these things, and that's just
talking about. And you're not, they also say you're not a borrower.
Yeah. So there's a whole lot of things. I was one of those who was sitting in the church when I was younger, and I would hear the pastor, they would literally quote something like that. And I would literally say, well, let me go to the first verse, because I've never read to the beginning to the chapter. So I'm one of those who always go to the top. And basically, at the top, it says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord God. Now, you can go read that Deuteronomy 28 yourself. However, essentially, I know what the young lady was saying, but when you break it really down to the beginning, she was saying, well, that was old covenant. Okay. Some of the old practices are still in effect. I don't think from my understanding that Jesus wiped out the entire old covenant of rules. That's just like people say, well, I don't believe in tithing. Jesus didn't wipe out all the laws. Okay. He brought grace. Or there's some of the things. So, but at the end of the day, I don't agree with some of the stuff she said. I understand, because, you know, a lot of people are in fear for the prosperity teaching, and right, they don't understand that the law is still, some parts of the Bible are still in effect. Jesus didn't take out the whole old covenants. He just, certain things were removed. Mm-hmm. So we can't sit up here and say, oh, well, prosperity, they're saying this prosperity. For me, again, I've been in ministry long enough, so I know a little something. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a minister. I'm not an elder. I'm not a deacon. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a prophet. I'm not any of that. It's just, I understand the word.
And all things, I wish you good health in all aspects of your life, or, you know. I think also, affirmations, you got to really listen to what the man of God, or man of God at the time, or the man of God, or the person who's speaking over you. If it's not your pastor or whoever, but let's say you had, it was a visiting pastor. Sometimes they say things that it may not align to what your pastor teaches you. So you don't say stuff. I know there was stuff like, bring on the pain, or bring on the, cause it was something in the scripture about something, and God wipes away. But then they were like, bring on, if it ain't, that don't sound right, because no, I don't want no pain. you know, I'm stupid or what, you know, if it doesn't line up to and the no, word of
not.
God.
We're not confessing that.
No, we're not. But if it's not lined up to the word of God, don't be repeating after us. Because I remember when I first got saved, but maybe a year or 2 years afterwards, which is kind of was the first time I got saved. And we had a guest evangelist come in, and we had single women in our ministry. And she was saying some off the wall. She said some off the wall thing about being single, and you should dance and be happy that you're single, and just, you know, throw around, you know, and so, you know, like, all right. She was really riled. So these swinging women were starting shouting, jumping in. And then after said and done, they're like, wait a minute, what was I shouting at? What was I singing about? I mean, so me, I'm like, this don't sound right to my, in my spirit. I'm like, I was still new though, but I was like, I just walked back to my little pew. And so, so what happened was, our pastor was Apostle Jackson. He brought the women into his office and had to pray over them to release them from that. I don't know if it was a curse, but just release them from that word that they were dancing over. Because they were like, you know, they didn't want to be singing for the rest of, even if you're singing for the rest of your life, you just dance. So it was just like, be happy. I don't know what Zach, I can't remember Zach because it was so long ago. I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was something in that long the lines. So you just got to make sure you watch when they say turn to your neighbor. And even if they say, turn your neighbor, old neighbor, even if my breath stink, you know, no, come on now.
Your breath stink.
Turn your name, even if your breath is stinking, you are still, no, I ain't gonna tell my neighbor that my breath may be stinking and you're still blessed. How is this uplifting God?
How is this uplifting me?
Because stuff like that.
You know, it's just like some people don't understand the song, I'm Blessed in the City. There's a ministry who really reworded the song. I'm like, why would you reword the song? Because they didn't like how it went. And now for those who know the origin, we were in the origin of that. So we were in the service when that song was written. So we know the origin. We know the message that came that had Fred Hammond, you know, literally write the song in the service. So it was a message. It was a message from our pastor. Our pastor gave a message about being blessed in the city, blessed in the field. And Fred, that whole album was really a great faith album. I mean, a lot of the stuff from that album was ministry things that came. But Blessed in the City was the hit that you still hear everywhere. Except this one ministry, they got good work. It's just they redid it. I can't remember what they did. It says not so.
It was a lot of, you know how it's almost like, They still kept the song, but they switched out certain words. But yet it's like it was just adding stuff. And I say, if you're gonna start doing that, just write another song.
Right.
Because if you're gonna sit there and start switching now and changing the narratives of the word and to now and present and future and it was just too much. Just like how we change our my name is Angela, and I decided to put an LIA at the end, and it's still Angela, but you know, maybe I put LIA or ANGIELA or some crazy thing like that.
Or in my case, they dropped the L. Right. And it's like, I just deal with it.
Right. So that's how they were doing in these songs. You're switching out. It just changes the whole perspective of the song to me. And it's nice to say present day. If you're saying worship the Lord, well, I can't even think of a song right now off my head, but I'm saying is if you, instead of saying we worship you, Lord, and you change it to I worship you, Lord, that's fine.
Right.
But when you're talking about you adding two or three words, it's like, we worship you, Lord, right now, we worship. Well, that's a good song too, but you know.
Right.
But I'm just saying in the perspective of the fact that they changed the lyrics you might as well just change the song. I mean, just make up your own song.
Make it your own.
Because now it's just not even a song. It didn't even make sense. I'm like, and then people, I think I was watching something, like a little funny thing. Kev on Stage has a new show called Churchy, And he was talking about how praise singers, worship leaders were singing some crazy off the wall song, and the backup singers were like, even then, if they sing a song that is not lined up with the word of God, don't sing it.
Keep it moving. And with that, that's our little thing about the giving affirmations. Church does that give false hope. My answer is I don't know.
It depends on what they're saying. Because affirmations is like a mantra or affirming what the word is saying. So a lot of things like people do like, well, in some religions do chants. Some people do mantra to calm or to do things. I visualize certain things. I think Apostle was saying how he's looking into getting a new home, and he visualizes himself on the balcony, eating breakfast with his wife, and in that nature. When I first got my car, I visualized myself in this car. I wanted this car, and I prayed and believed God for it. So so those are kind of things where you're going into the whole mantras and things. And I think somebody used to do a whole mantra when they introduce yourself. I'm blessed, highly favored with the Lord. I am seeking the greatness of the God.
Nothing wrong with that.
I am.
I believe.
But it's too much. Yeah, we don't need to know that. All we asked you was your name.
I mean, say that at home.
My name is Mrs. Orange. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, we don't need a 5-minute greeting of yourself, and then you're going to say, my name is Mrs. Orange. And that's just doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, as we move on, I think I do have a list of positive affirmations I'm trying to develop for myself.
Right.
And it's good to have these that you have for yourself. And I'm going to
something a positive, just like you have the vision boards and things like that. That's something positive. So anything you state that is positive and goes by the word of God, you know, long as it stands in the line of that. And also before, I know we're over time on this topic, but also sometimes when you're listening to your pastor, another thing is sometimes things can be opinionated. Now, some things, you know, pastors say that we don't necessarily 100% agree with, but as long as he sticks within the word of God and teaches you from the word of God, if he has his own view about politics, like let's say he says something like, as for me and my church, we all going to vote
for so-and-so, which is technically not legal.
Right. Anyway. That's your opinion.
Right.
That ain't had nothing to do with the word of God. He said, God told me, as for me in this church, our church is going to vote for everybody in our church is going to vote for this person, so-and-so.
For so-and-so and so-and-so.
That's not the word of God. That's your opinion. So things of that nature, not necessarily the word, but I'm just saying if he starts telling you things, you can agree with him or you don't have to agree with him, but doesn't mean that he is false.
Well, let's move on over to the X-Files, things you find on Twitter. LOL. Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud. So I was talking about, well, as going on right now, this is basically what's going on social. So so X is what we normally say. Yes, Twitter, the X-Files. We were just going to talk about the trendings. And it's Sunday, so ain't much trending right now. But what was really, Twitter used to be more where you would go and see what's going on in the world and see what other people's opinions, conspiracy theorists and people's opinions. And then it got into the bots and then you got into that. And so a lot of people left when Musk took over because he kind of killed all that stuff and data farming. And basically what trending is like your brand reputation. So if you were trending, that means that your name is hot. If let's say you're trending number one, so that means that you have the possibility of be able to offer your what do you call it when you people go
basically
out,
you get, go out you get to, sponsorship to, you get
right right
promote you get sponsorships you're basically or, an influencer
appearance fees
right
you know you can get appearance fees for these. That's the reason why a lot of things if you go when these TV shows were coming out and they were trending so high, so that means that it also means well it's trending high, so that means that a people are watching, so that could also help with renewals for the following season. So that could also mean a lot of things. So a lot of things happen in trending. So way usually things are breaking down to on Twitter is interesting. It's not much I have right now.
Well, I see showing. Elon has been making some comments here.
Yeah.
The Rock is up here doing some 3 minutes ago, just did something. He had a little controversy that happened.
Right. And there's a lot of controversy that's going on. Cause, and then way X is working now or Twitter, however you want to tell it, it just goes by what your, who you follow. And then that's how you get your feed. So my feed may be different than his feed. So that's how it goes. And then trending for me, it may be different than his trending for me because the people I follow, as I was looking, it says trend, the trending for me, number one post is Serena. I don't know why, because Serena is not playing right now. She retired from tennis. So I guess her ranking, I guess it looks like might be a ranking thing here. So basically that's the reason why she's trending. I guess she's in there trending. I got Min Young Ji. It's a BTS rapper from the group BTS and Korean pop group. I don't know why he's trending. He's in the army right now, but he's trending. So it's like, so, but he will not see that. These are trending topics for me. What do you have, honey? Oh, Gag City. I remember to mention that Gag City, Detroit. Nicki Minaj was in Detroit.
Yep.
And she brought in a couple of Detroit rappers with her, Big Sean and Sada Baby. I have no idea who that is.
They're Detroit.
My daughter told me about him a long time ago. I didn't know who that was, but I was like, huh? Who's that?
Who picks the names? Also, on my feed, we have to say in mind, I got a little bit of things that's going on with Mandisa. Prayers for her family in the loss of Mandisa.
Yes.
She's a gospel recording artist because Jennifer Hudson is basically, I believe she's talking about that. She's got a post going on now. And the other day, Mandisa was trending. Within the Christian community, because we did lose a voice. She's a voice with Nicole Rain and a couple other ones that are out there that have been really good artists that are strong in their thing. Kelly's Sheard. You have I'm trying to think of the names right off the top of my head. We did have that loss. Oh, this is a nice picture.
At this point, Elon a lot posted. Of trending really was going on. Really, is it never will go away until it goes away. Eventually, is the Trump trials. Then you had the Fannie Willis trial. Right now, what's really trending, even on YouTube, they're running the YSL trial, Young Thug. And all that really is just bogging down the court system. And I'd be so mad if I was the one on that jury right now that I have to sit through another at least 4 more months. Right now, they're going on 63 days on this frivolous. I say it's frivolous. I mean, how can you bring back somebody's previous crimes trying to say, well, back then, that's the reason why they're a gang now. And it's like, oh, my gosh, it's like It's just like I think the attorney's sitting there yelling and fussing and screaming. How are you going to yell at the judge? I mean, she's really yelling in court at the judge trying to make her point. And the judge is trying to tell her to sit down and shut up. And we, as, black women, we do have a tendency to have a big mouth. And so she's, and she wants to make sure she got her point across. And she didn't want to get shut down. And here's the judge, is a black man. The judge was so mad, he stood up. He's like, where am I going? Why am I leaving my court? You know, he said, that's enough. We ain't talking no more. He put that hammer down. Bring in the juror. Because the juror had to go out because he was getting sick and tired having to stop court, tell the jurors to leave because they got to bring this motion in. And it was just a whole big thing and trying to get, because the defense attorney was trying to cancel this motion that was brought up by the, that was evidence that was brought up by the prosecutor. And so they had to get rid of the jury so they won't hear all this stuff. And so the judge was mad at the defense attorney at first because he was like, when did you know about this? Why are you telling me about it now? He said, okay, wait a minute. Let me figure out what the prosecutor says. And so when she got up, she's like, well, when did you know? She was like, well, right before we start, he said he granted the motion to dismiss that evidence. And then that's when it all went off. She started going out. Then she was at her desk. Then she goes over to the mic. The judge's like, look, no. And then fussing kept going back and forth. He told the jury to come back in. And so she got up. He was so mad at this woman. Everybody's like, the judge, you know, when judge gets up, you're supposed to rise. Everyone was like, well, am I supposed to rise? You know, is he leaving? And so he said, the jurors came in. He said, jurors in, that's enough. She stopped. She went back to her seat. And it's like, and it still didn't accomplish nothing. So this is how the trial is going. She's just padding the look, if you don't need 150 witnesses to, state your case, Rico. I mean, the one guy alone could have squashed everything if you really wanted to use it. And maybe why she was probably fussing so much is because that evidence she had was probably what was detrimental to her case. I mean, the judge at least gave her the lyrics part. They were trying to get rid of that. But at least the judge gave them that part. But, you know, so this is really what was going on. And really, at least on social, I've been watching. Right now, Fani is just, you know, everybody's like setting aside. But however, she's bringing put into this because this is Fulton County. And it's her office who's doing all this. So that's the reason why she's still bringing
that's some of the trending. I'm seeing a couple other trending things. I'm pretty much going to leave those things alone. Terrence K. Williams is posting some stuff. Some CNN stuff.
Yeah, so his followers are different than mine. I mean, I usually follow.
Well, mine is
first came out. I follow most Black artists and athletes and musicians, and then I start following Korean artists and stuff like that. But
because hers is her personal page, mine is the broadcasting for BTV. So ours is for our television station. So our TV station, we follow a lot of people on both sides of the political spectrum. So I see a little bit of everything. And so it's not uncommon for me to see
and then
between both sides of the aisle fighting each other for stupid stuff.
Should we say what happened in the court for what happened with Trump in court?
Oh, farting?
That made news. Now, why did that make news?
I don't know. Actually
made news.
Flatulism made the news.
I was like, okay, y'all ran out.
We're stretching. Yeah, we're stretching this now.
Right.
Now we're talking about somebody who has flatulism. I mean,
right.
Hey.
Yeah.
My old saying is better out than in. However, if the camera's on, the mic is open, you may want to hold it. I will leave that topic alone. Let's move on to our, we're seeing some of the people around. We'll mention that in our closing because I've seen some people on. And in our final section here, once it decides to change, did I hit it right? Oh, there we go. There we go. Final remarks.
I think I said all I needed to say. I can't say no more.
She has given it all and all she can give. I'm up here. Basically,
I guess I do have a follow up that just actually came to me.
Go ahead.
I know we are on our platform. We are, you know, technically when you're on these type of thing, we're doing podcasts. When you're on, we are a little revealing ourselves. And this, you know, we are still human.
Yes.
You know, so don't think that, and some people will troll you, and so people were thinking that, oh, they could say anything and feel like they could be hurt. You know what I mean? But we are, they're not going to be hurt. Look, we may have, we said God protects us, God strengthens us, but we are still human. And yes. And so when you're on social and you're jumping back and you're criticizing, critiquing, first of all, that is not God. You know, that right. You're sitting there, but then if you're not saved, just letting you know, we are all human. We're just trying to give you our perspective on certain things. And hopefully, now nobody hasn't said anything about us personally. So nobody hasn't said anything. I'm just saying in general, there was something happened, and social media it could be a good thing.
And it can be bad.
And it could be bad. And it's just sometimes you say, you know what? I don't want to do it anymore. I give up. So just make sure that, you know, just because everybody's on social does not mean that that people are open to get criticized. But again, we are human.
Yeah. And with that, people got to understand that, you know, saying it's my platform, I can say what I want to say. Technically, yeah, it's your platform. However, you need to use wisdom in what you say.
Right.
You just can't sit up here and cuss somebody out, and you suppose
and they're supposed to take it.
Right.
And you're thinking that, you know, would you do that to your mother?
Some of
and
them
if you
will.
Do, then you know what, you need to be off the platform.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
They need
would you do that to your wife? If you did, then your wife need to leave you. I'm going to say it. If you're going to sit there and cuss somebody out and you thinking that it's okay because you don't like that person, I mean, if the person may have did something to you, but continuously going after somebody, and then, I mean, I'm sorry.
I can't,
just because you disagree with somebody and now you want to go after a person, I mean, let us all show love.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm going to say is if you're one of the people on the receiving end of the people bullying you or saying something about you, let me tell you something. I know you want to, but sometimes the best thing to do, if you detect that person's spirit, don't engage and encourage others not to engage. If you engage with the person, you're just keeping them going. And sometimes the best thing to do is not engage. And that's one of the things I've learned doing damage control, because we had situations where we had to take care of some problems, some misinformation. And the best thing to do is, instead of you spending all that time, that money, because some people spend money, had the resources to spend money to get things done, such as the situation that's going on with Benny Hinn and another person. The best thing to do is don't engage, because engaging just makes the fire build, because somebody's going to say, well, if you're getting it taken down, it must be true.
And even all this really is the fact that it just boosts their platform.
Right.
And then people are still going to start, and it's still going to boost it. And until it dies down, then they'll stop. But if you continue to engage on these platforms people love negative comments.
Yes.
Better than good comments.
They love bad news.
We could talk about a bunch of junk and we probably get 10, 12,000 people, you know, but we are trying to at least encourage, and we're just trying to make things fun on this podcast. We're not trying to, I mean, we could do a lot of stuff in order to try to
get. Yeah, we want to make sure that we keep everything, because one, we represent our house. We represent our families. So we don't want our families hearing that, oh, did you hear what they were doing? Secondly, we represent our spiritual covering. So we have to look at things a little differently.
Well, firstly, we represent God.
First, right. We represent God.
We are walking the image of God.
And I take that correction. We represent God first. We represent our family, our spiritual covering, and we represent our children. So we want to make sure that we keep everything in that representation space. And I don't want to do anything that, you know, on here that's wacky. I want us to have fun, enjoy, you know, having fun. Because when I got this word in November to start this, I was like, I'm going back in front of the camera. Oh, man, I did 11 weeks back in the day. So now is where I'm a little more comfortable. I mean, I'm getting more open and having more fun. And it's great speaking to you and seeing people. And as our podcast grows, I did get a couple of
interesting comments about me. And I was like, I don't know, delete.
Yeah, she, Angie's drama room, she has a whole different audience. Cause I'm ready to go into that. Go to our website, GarrisonHousePodcast.com. Take a look at some of our older podcasts, see where you can really see all of our content, see her content, Angie's Drama Room, Inside the Pink Box. We didn't put What a Crock on there, which is her Facebook page. On Facebook. Yeah. So she has three different content creating. She's now editing. Yes. Because she has
go to the master editor.
Yes, she still comes over to me and say, "Hey, how you do that?" Okay, so
I do have some form of knowledge of editing.
She's actually really good at editing, and so I'd like to thank everyone who came on. I see LJ came in. I see a Jackie Jones just came in. Pastor HM New Order. Prophetess Joyce Haddon, Charlotte Jobert, of course, Dr. Gunn, Marcus May, Essie, Coach Essie, and many more who watched us, those who are listening to us on Amazon, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Cloud Live. There's another one we just signed up for today, YouTube. We thank you for watching. We really enjoy having this time with you. We're a little over. I'm not sure. Are you ready to start that closing sequence?
You can start the closing sequence.
Okay, because we only got 25 seconds.
And we would love it.
Because it's right there on the screen.
Wow.
So as we close out, yeah, literally on the screen. I just want to let you all know, thank you again for watching. Share. And once again, I'm Darnell.
And I'm Angela.
And we really like to thank you for watching Garrison House. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Maintain public upper hand, but behind them closed doors, you want a last leg. The fast lane's the fast pace for the fast age. It's easy not to get more than
here. Give her this. Tell her at least thanks for coming out. I appreciate it. All right?
All right, T.
Hello? He left a trust fund for you, and it was payable based on you graduating from dance school.
If you know something, just tell me, man. I don't want to be out here looking crazy. I would tell you if I knew something. Because it sounds like you know something, cuz.
Yo, what? And I'm totally scared to tell T. Well, why are you afraid to tell him? You think he'll have you killed or something?
I love my music, but I feel like being a servant is my calling too.
Yeah, okay.
So like, how do I do them both at the same time?
Oh, that man will praise the Lord.
Yeah, seems you and my brother been spending quite a bit of time together.
Oh, he's just helping with the music.
Oh, just helping with the music.
Sir, listen, can you please tell him that Audie is here?
No one gets
in. Do you know any other word to say?
Yeah.
You do Audie out?
Yeah.
Bro, hold my phone.
T!
What?
What do you mean, what? You've been acting weird and crazy and fidgeting and...
I want you to be my wife!
Oh, wait!
Somebody help!
I'm pregnant!
Somebody help me!
Help quick, baby!
All right, just calm down, baby. I got you. Just wait a minute. I'm calling.
Oh, my
please,
goodness.
Somebody help!